Right. It's the rundown. September 11th. We got today's presented by FanDuel. FanDuel has Dave in the WFFC, the World Fantasy Football Championships. He has a shot at $500,000 because, I mean, he'll probably win that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, like, he would win that.
No. Yep.
I mean, Dave else breaks his fucking way.
He doesn't put in the work.
No.
Like, fantasy's no. fucking
yeah, but
hard.
Not,
what's
going to happen. Not with FanDuel anymore. They made it easy for guys like us.
Here's what's going to happen, because I think what we're doing is we're doing an internal competition to see who gets the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Smitty or Nate are going to get the spot, win it, and then Dave's gonna be like, no, that's Barstool.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna happen.
I mean, it's only 75 people. You should have a 1 in 75 shot at winning $500,000. I think it's $5. So you can go to fanduel.com/viva, sign up to win the World Fantasy Football Classic. Dave has said if you sign up and you win, you get another $250 from Dave. Just cutting $250,000 checks.
Whoa, really?
Really. He was like, I'll make it another quarter mil. I was like, oh, what? So you got a total of $750,000 fucking dollars.
Holy shit.
You have to use our link and you have to win it. So it's a stretch,
shit.
But not it's 1 in 75. It's not like 1 in like the whole fucking world, you know?
I'm gonna sign up for this just
for that.
Just to get
$500,000, thank you, FanDuel, but $250 from Dave.
That's the more important thing. And like, I honestly, like, I really need it. I'd probably just light it on fire.
I think we all need this. We all need this. Yeah. Like, that's past. Like,
that's big money.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm just saying, I'm still.
Like, if you're like, I really need a grand, it's like, are you okay? But we all need to do it. Like, that's.
So go to fanduel.com/viva.
Stop.
And
Dave's not here. He's a coward because the Jets won.
I mean, he just
looking
disappears
at you, Tommy.
Every time.
He's at the doctor.
Every
God forbid he gets bad news.
Doctor.
Is he really at the doctor?
Yeah. God forbid.
No. Tommy immediately snapped him. Wait, really? The doctor?
How did I not know? Why didn't he tell me?
You better be waiting for him.
He didn't want me to worry, I guess.
God forbid.
We begin with the Jets.
Oh,
buddy.
They are a juggernaut.
They are unstoppable. Dynasty commence right now.
I'm happy for you.
The fact that it started so badly, that pass was so bad.
It was not just a pick six. It was literally everything you're not supposed to do as a quarterback. Across your body, across the field, just like everything you're supposed to not do. Hey, this guy has a good head on his shoulders. He makes good decisions. All went out the fucking window. I barely made it home. The 7 o'clock start fucks with me. So I like sat down, looked up, pick six. Mm-hmm. I lost my mind. At that point, I started laughing. I mean, there was a little hint of crying in it because I really was like, this is it. He's going to fucking stink. And in some weird backwards way, I know this is a spin zone, I think it's almost better that happened. If he just played a flawless game.
Can't get worse. It literally cannot get worse.
You tweeted that, but it really was true because he completely owned up to it after the game. He was like, I was nervous.
You cannot get worse than
that. And I was like, well, it can't be any worse, so I'm just going to go up from here.
Right.
And that's exactly what he fucking did. Hanging almost 50 points on him. A defensive touchdown. First defensive touchdown in 5 years.
Matt Stafford was so bad.
What was
so
that?
Yeah.
Did the Jets said something today like they were reading his hand signals and knew he was going to throw to?
What does that even fucking mean? I don't know if that is just like.
Does he go through progressions? Like they just know who's going to throw to based on hand signals?
I feel bad for Lions
I don't know if that's their playbook. I don't know if it's lazy, if it's Jets prepared well. They absolutely knew every single. Darren Lee got two picks. Darren Lee stinks.
There was
five interceptions for the Jets. I hate these. Dave is already taking away from them. The Jets aren't good. The Lions just stink. The Lions didn't play a good football game.
Oh, yeah, the Lions
did stink.
The Jets
played.
There were
flashes
of being like, oh, this might be a real
the problem
team.
Is and
there were such a half-point favorite, so I mean.
I think you had what, 21 points in 2 minutes at one point?
Yep, it was my butt fumble game. They had 31 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Third quarter. And they had 21 in like 2.5 minutes. It was exactly like the butt fumble game.
So,
every time I looked
we're no
up.
Longer.
That's fun.
We're
it's
no
fun
longer brothers in
games,
arms,
huh?
Nope, that's it. See you later, bro. Peace! Leaving you the dust, dude.
Monday Night Football coming up.
Because surely this will last forever.
But no, I do like that about Jets fans because you guys are immediately all like, this is real.
Whoa. That's how fandom works.
Yeah, man.
The first half of the Bears game, I was ready to fucking go. Like, I was, this is the real thing. You have to. Because
I think it's how fandom works when you're as bad as
right.
you two.
Yeah.
I
and
think
you
if you're like an average
something.
Team, you're like, okay, like
you just
it looks
something.
Like we might have something here. You have a
because
tempered expectation.
To be honest, if they stunk again, I can't do it anymore. Well, I can't. I've been doing this shit too long. I'm going to grasp onto something, or I'm just going to stop watching.
It's
I'm
also
stopping the fan.
It's also specifically the quarterback position.
Yes.
There are some franchises, the Browns, the Jets, the Bears, where if you think you have a quarterback, it's like, I don't even know what this is.
Right.
Like,
I don't even know how to operate.
This can't be real.
Yeah, just watching him, like, I mean, there were times, John.
I mean, Jay Cutler's like my favorite quarterback of all time.
Famously, the Jets and Cardinals, like 2011 it was, They didn't cross half midfield. They couldn't fucking move the ball into the opposing territory.
Someone did that. Who was it?
And so now I'm watching the ball move. I'm like, it just that alone is like, oh my God, I'm watching
really
a whole
good.
New sport.
Yeah.
Can
it
we
is,
just say though,
it's wild when you watch. I did the same stuff. You know, I've been doing the Patriots forever.
Yeah, you watch a Pats game versus a Jets game. It's a different sport.
It was terrible.
Yeah, you couldn't even watch
the Thursday night games. I was like, this is so fucking dumb. It was 6-3. I'm done with this shit. Because it's like, why don't you just
do
play well?
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, just do the other thing.
Can we just say something though, real quick, for all the Lions fans out there? Now, I'm in a specific spot that I really can't make for the Lions because the Lions kind of own the Bears recently. But there's something to be said about Lions fans when they lose. It's like a
so
different
sorry.
Level
it's
of
so
sadness.
Sorry, yeah.
They got like Detroit Don and Superfan, fucking, what was that guy's name? General Nuisance with the weird soul patch.
Such a
that guy who's got
shtick.
The Lions hat on and the sunglasses. It's like the whole thing is just the one dude just going like
I
that.
I think it has to do with, at least in the Detroit Don sense, like it's the kind of juxtaposition because they always wear like a child's toy.
Yeah,
yeah they
right.
Like,
and it's like the
toy line.
Other
so
sports,
does,
I guess you don't have like the stuffed animal.
Right.
Having like a stuffed animal compared to just a
Dude,
giant
I
sad
feel,
man is a very funny
And like in the video when he stumbled down the steps.
I feel
and
legit
tweet.
Bad for Detroit Don and Superfan. Like that, those guys, this is all they have. This is, it's,
I mean, it's been
eight
decades.
Sundays in the fall to stand on, cheer on defense and to have it end that quickly. Like,
oof.
That's demoralizing. Oh, that's tough.
You know, it's funny though. Like they were showing Jets fans in the crowd. Jets fans looked pathetic after that first play, and then we get going and we look normal. It all depends on what's going on in the game.
Right, right.
If you look normal, or if you look like a loser.
I thought Fireman had retired.
So did I. I mean, the Patriots famously
what
killed
him. What a little prima donna.
Was that the Buffalo game that killed him?
I think.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah.
You can't, as a fan, if you retire,
you can't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know,
Marlins fans actually doing that right now.
You can't come out to your religion. It's over.
Right.
You're not a Catholic anymore.
Right.
You're not a Jets
absolutely.
Guy anymore.
Like,
you're
like,
shunned
you know,
by
you're
the church.
To,
you
like,
can't come back.
You know, be there, but don't get on camera. Don't do fucking.
Yeah,
chant.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't be the guy anymore.
I don't even know if you can be there. You can watch at home if you want. I think you're kicked out of the church. You can't
out of the congregation.
You can't come in anymore. You can't worship at the altar.
Do you see Gary Vee going crazy?
Oh, yeah.
So funny that dude's worth that much money and he's like,
yo, I mean,
front row
in
the fucking.
He's like, when he looks you in the eyes and he's like, I'm gonna buy the Jets one day, he's dead ass serious. I'm kind of like, oh, are you?
Yeah.
But also, as we told him, like, Diddy can't buy.
You need big money.
Diddy was laughed out of buying the Panthers. Like,
you need big,
you
big
need
cash.
Super, super big
money.
You
need that B. You need that B.
Diddy's been
number.
the richest rapper, the number one grossing rapper every year for like two decades.
Yeah. It's tough. It's not easy to buy a team. But I believe in him, man. I mean, the problem is I am fully in. This is the Mets starting 11-1. This is my version of that.
And you have Dolphins at home next week, which is a very winnable game.
And then the fucking Browns, which that's when when they're winnable is when
the
they crush
Jets
it.
Going 3-0 would be...
No. Don't say it. Don't say it. We're not even... No. We're 1-2. We are 1-2 right now.
Start checking off wins.
That's it. Go get your shirts.
3-0.
We got the Broadway
Sam
shirts here.
See, I like it too. I was telling Kevin earlier that I think it's like I think Belichick is happy about this too because like he sees a soul to crush. Like Belichick gets bored if it's not.
Can we?
That's how you have like the games where we get beat in Miami because he's like, the season's over. Doesn't matter anymore. Like he sees a soul to crush. He sees thousands of souls.
Speaking of Belichick,
you ain't crushing.
Can we talk for a second?
Yikes.
Like it's one game.
But that was not good.
But Belichick's coaching tree is like.
It's not good.
It's,
well, you
if
know
Matt
what it
Patricia
is?
Doesn't pan out in Detroit, it's just.
You know
besides
what it
Nick Saban, it's
I know
like,
exactly what this is. It's like Team Portnoy. He's at the top and he just has these fucking underlings
that
he suppresses and he heart. Like he just fucking ruins you guys and you don't realize it. Then you branch out on your own. It's like, wait a minute. I don't know what I'm doing because all I've been doing is eating pizza for the last 5 years.
No, and we've long had the theory that Belichick teaches these guys just enough to think that they know what they're doing and then
That's
he just
Dave.
Spreads them out to ruin the rest of the league.
Yep.
Just like submarine all these other franchises.
I mean, that was not.
I mean,
you want to see,
is
man.
There anyone
bad.
Who's even remotely successful?
There was a moment
Besides
when Brian Greasy said on the broadcast, he's like, I've been watching Matt Patricia for the last quarter and he hasn't moved.
He did have like a 1,000-yard stare at points. Yeah.
That's not
good. And by the way, the broadcast.
That's just Detroit, though. Detroit does that to you.
They just.
Backwards hat.
That, by the way, that broadcast stunk. It had nothing to do with
it. Nothing to do with being a woman. It was no energy. Beth Mowins or Mowins is fine. Greasy stinks.
It was Greasy who was the bad.
No energy, man.
She was trying to drag him along, but Greasy was brutal.
See, I have it from a different perspective because Beth Mowins, like, we have history. She is the 11 o'clock Big Ten kick. That like is, you know, fond
near
in my
dear
heart.
To your heart.
Yeah, right. Like I wake up, Beth Mowins is doing Illinois versus Purdue, and I'm just like, yes.
No,
yeah.
I have no. It had
so her voice triggers something.
It was Greasy.
She had her moment. At one point, they came back a commercial, and she said, "You could take the kid out of Southern California, but you can't take the like Oak Hill basketball T-shirt off the dad." It was like
yeah, see, that's
really
see,
long.
I see,
was like,
I don't care about any of that stuff. No. It's like something triggering adrenaline in your body. Beth Mowins' voice triggers. Like the start of a full 2 days of football.
Yeah,
that 11 o'clock kick when you're just like, okay, now we have football for 2 days in a row.
Everybody on Twitter thought it was Doris Burke.
No. Yes.
Everybody.
That's I saw that
which
someone
is the
replied
most
to you.
Thing. Like, woman talking, yeah. Doris Burke.
Yeah. They're like, Doris Burke should never be near a booth. And someone was like,
it's
yeah,
woman
well, talking,
Doris sports
Burke.
On. Not my wife. I can't yell at her. Yeah. Must be Burke or this one. Got a tweet.
It was not a sexist thing. It was an energy thing.
For and you know what?
For a game that
guess
was fucking
what?
Crazy,
guess
it
what?
Was just like, well, in the Jets, another interception. I was like, no,
dude,
come on.
Jason Witten's terrible.
No, that's what,
Booger McFarland should be in the booth with Joe Tessitore because Jason Witten is a robot. And Booger McFarland's good.
That was bizarrely bad.
Yeah. I didn't stay up for that game, but I saw like the kind of preview before it when they went to the booth.
Yeah. Like coming up next.
That
like,
was
yeah.
so bad.
So bad.
It was painful
he's,
to see.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys who was in the NFL on a big team long enough that everyone thought he was a dynamic.
And you just
student.
Know the name. I mean, everyone, right. Jason Witten, he's in the booth, Jason Witten.
But it's like, also tough when you have a third guy who is significantly better than the second guy, and you got him on some fucking weird golf cart above the field.
Right.
Like, dude,
just
what?
Give him his shot.
Why are you overthinking
this? How did Witten even get that job? Was it, he's friends with Romo, Romo was great, let's get Witten?
It's
probably.
The same
is that
thing.
The
America's
reasoning?
Team,
every,
popularity
every
of
Every network, Tommy, can you? It's fucking loud in here.
Guys.
That was what you brought to the table there? Come on, Tommy.
I mean, it kind of worked, which is astounding.
No,
I mean,
give him the real
guys,
Tommy.
Guys, like, I would say maybe
give
have
him
some
the real.
Pride.
Fellas, let's not get out of hand here.
You want me to give that?
Yeah, no, give him the full, like, Tommy. Hey, shut up.
Hey! That worked less than the other one.
Yeah, you're just not very good at this, man.
Every broadcast, every network does this, where they need, they basically hire these guys for the press release and the splashy name right
that's
away.
That's what I'm saying. The name, the Cowboys, that's what it was all about. Not
and they usually don't work out. I mean, Tony Romo, everyone, I think it is partly that the Tony Romo, they obviously hit lightning in a bottle. People love him.
Are we going to be sucking his dick all season again?
Oh,
I everybody again? No, I know.
Listen,
we're the only people in the world who speak up.
I got yelled at
is
last year.
Is it
going
to be two seasons of like, oh, you know the plans before it's happening? Or are we just going to fucking shut up and let him broadcast?
I was called a hipster last year for hating on him early. Everyone's like, oh, you just hate anything everyone like. No. He just doesn't let it breathe. Right. Yeah. He says really smart things. But the shit in between is what drives me nuts.
The late game, Gruden back in action as the guy who snatched away Khalil Mack.
Did you see his quote?
His quote being like, we didn't have a pass
rush,
right?
We didn't get to Goff, we didn't get to Gurley, we're going to have to look and see why that was.
You know, when you can run the ball like they ran it in the second half, it's very hard to rush the passer. Obviously, we didn't get to Goff enough, and we didn't get to Gurley enough. And we'll take a good look at the reasons why we didn't.
Chucky.
That is
Chucky.
Oh, man. How do you say that? That's like when I tweet things about relationship problems. People are like, really, dude? Yeah. You're the one tweeting that?
Look at
you're
going to
say that, John Gruden? Really?
That was the Raiders. I mean, the first half was their Super Bowl, and then the Rams, like, believe the hype. That team is fucking talented.
That celebration doing the beast mode into the end zone.
And they just have so many weapons.
I didn't see that either.
McVay, the first half, the Rams looked clunky. They basically had the ball for about 7 minutes. And second half, they got a rhym on offense. And then in the fourth quarter, they just started running Todd Gurley. You're like, oh, yeah, they also have the best running back in the fucking NFL. And he just started running over people.
The highlight from that game or the viral thing to come out of it was the Marshawn Lynch.
Also Gruden, but Gruden before. I do just like a coach with some fire. When he
dude,
was like going over to
the he wanted to get, he wanted the pads on. You could feel it through the video. Because he thought about not going over there. He's like,
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, all right. Come on, Black Hole. Let's do it.
But then you stink, and it's like, oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I didn't realize they have the oldest roster in football.
They got Bears' first two picks.
Derek Carr's a bum, too.
He is.
That's like been noticeable for like 3 years. And for some
reason. And Amari Cooper, a total no-show again.
Raiders fans have been going crazy for him. Like,
Not really that great. Yeah. The Marshawn Lynch picture was funny. The high school.
How has that not come out yet? Marshawn Lynch has been in the NFL for like 10 years.
I mean, he should be out of the NFL by now. The no dreads, no like clean cut look with the glasses.
It was Stephon Urkel.
Huh?
It was Stephon Urkel versus.
I think we put up like me when I'm in the group chat with my boys versus texting my parents. There's a lot of fun back and forth with that. So that was Monday Night Football. The two games is awesome. I wish they just could do that every week.
It's like,
yeah,
it's so
I don't know
good.
Why they can't. I mean, I guess they just it would.
It does go late.
Teams don't like it.
It does go late.
Yeah. And the early start was tough. Like if I missed the train, I would have missed.
Yeah.
But it makes for a fucking great night. Moving on. Brought to you by Lisa. Lisa.com/barstool. Get 160.
Get control of the room.
Get $160 Thomas. Off your premium mattress. They go from Twins all the way up to California Kings. They got the most comfortable mattresses in the game. Get delivered right to you.
You say you're a California King guy? Someone is. Is it you?
I am too. Oh,
you're both California King guys?
I can do cartwheels on that.
It's the biggest fucking bed ever.
Nice.
Yeah, you and your fucking
I got a twin bed that barely fits in my room.
You're a race car bed over here. Fuck out of here.
Not to like be like, oh, it's so hard having a California King, but the problem with California King is anything less. Like, if you're in a hotel, it is miserable.
You feel like
you're like,
you're
this
on,
is the smallest
know.
Bed
that's
ever.
That's how I bet my weight.
It's a regular king. And you're like, this is this bed. How do people sleep in this? Like, it's a regular king.
Lisa.com/barstool. Heidi Klum says that she ghosted Drake. She said that she's always had on, she goes on like Ellen or some shit. And like, they do like a marry, fuck, kill, who would you rather? And she always says Drake. And Drake caught wind of it. Texted her, but by that point, Heidi Klum had just met what she says is the love of her life.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Some dude.
I think he's like not that
probably
famous.
Probably some French dude.
That is.
I feel like that's the thing. Like, they all just have yachts.
And he's like
France.
A cinematographer.
Yeah,
like,
right.
He's involved in it, but not.
Right.
You know,
they're an artist.
Nobody cares about it.
Right.
Ghosting
guys.
Drake is a pretty big.
Man, how old is Heidi Klum?
What's 45.
Drake's got this weird age thing. Is just a number when it comes to Heidi
What,
Klum.
That he likes older chicks?
I mean, like, J-Lo obviously doesn't count, but like Doris Burke, I'm really like shot at Doris Burke.
Yeah.
He's got this little weird.
Well, he saw her handles.
But so I mean, what?
Her handles, that video of her dribbling, that'd get anyone.
As much as I love Doris, let's not compare it to J-Lo and Heidi Klum.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
You know, a 40-year-old Heidi Klum is a different story.
Oh, yeah. She's 40.
She's like late 40s.
That's it? Oh, okay. I thought she was like 55.
Like I said, age is just a number.
But I just love the fact that like even Drake probably texted, threw his phone across the room, waiting to get a response back from Heidi, and nothing. Like even that dude has to deal with how hard this shit is out here.
Did Heidi Klum used to be married to Seal, right?
Yes. Correct.
I feel like Seal's got an awesome fuck game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think you want to go after Seal.
No, least, anyone with a face like that, you got to fucking make up for it.
You got a face like that, you got a dick like me.
I feel like Seal does all the tantric shit.
I feel like Seal is covered.
He puts on
his
own music.
I don't think it's just his face.
You think his dick is covered?
I think Seal has scars everywhere.
Maybe.
I don't know why.
But either way.
How did he get that scar on his face?
Lupus.
There's definitely people that you're like, okay, that
might be an urban legend. I know there's something about lupus and Seal connected. I think he burned with acid.
Find it.
I think it was like the Joker.
I think he was in a fire.
Lupus to fire is.
Yeah, they are a result of a type of lupus.
Hey!
I was close. fire sounds cooler.
Definitely.
Oh, fire sounds way
cooler.
I mean,
the fact that Seal let that get out, a lupus? What is it, lupus?
You need to go fire.
He should have been like, I saved the puppy from a burning building.
Dude, the only thing I know about lupus is like it was the thing, it was the first thing they thought was wrong with everyone in the house.
Is that STD?
Always.
No. No.
Selena Gomez had it too.
Lupus?
Selena Gomez, by the way.
That picture of her?
Woo!
She's just.
I don't have my phone on me.
She's like fixing
her
hand, drinking her hand.
Like, her boobies are.
Yeah, they got real big.
Humongous.
They got real big.
Humongous breasts.
Shout out to her.
I like tits.
Drop the card.
You like tits? Your tits guy?
Tits are nice.
You a big boobs guy? Cynthia Nixon.
Well, I feel like tits have gone like. They're getting kind of trash.
Yeah,
ass
no, I've
been on the comeback.
I've been saying, let's bring boobs back.
Right.
I've recently turned into a boob guy.
Wait, you have very famously for the past several years told me that cleavage is out.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I'm back in. You flip flopping son
I'm
of a bitch.
Back in the big way. Look, man,
this
the body
guy used
healthy.
To shame me for saying I like a nice rack.
Yeah,
now he's all in on tits.
Yeah, no, I the body wants what the body wants, and now I see boobs and I go, whoa. I like that.
Yeah, there has, I mean, AS has had a run.
Yeah.
Like a Since supreme like, reign.
Like for 4 years in a row. Yeah.
No, like 40.
Did you say 4 or 40?
Four.
Oh, I was gonna say
not
40. 40.
Like, it's definitely not 40. Like, late 90s, like Pamela Anderson, Jenny McCarthy, like those tits were in the heyday.
True, but you got like, but Sir Mix-a-Lot was out there doing his thing for a while. So there was a certain group of people who
Been
on
acid
for a long
time. Yeah,
but that
wasn't mainstream ass.
Basically, when the white people came down with it. When Ludacris said the new phenomenon, white women with ass, is when we really, we really took off.
We wore that, yeah.
And I just, but I don't know.
Boobs on the come up.
Yeah. Buy, they so had, the stock is low, buy now.
Yeah, I'm buying.
Now, the other thing, like boobs had like a 1,000-year run.
That's true.
They used to really dominate. Tits was it.
Yeah. I mean, we got to think of a new word for them, too. I've said that
What's
for a while.
What's wrong with tits?
I think tits is a little too aggressive. I think boobs is a little too childish. I think
No, you know we need to do that?
We need a word
tits.
In the middle.
Just, it's not too aggressive anymore. Normalize tits.
Do you think camel toe will ever become the thing?
I'm out on that. Remember when Trenton like, hey, you a tit?
Are you
a tit?
Yeah.
That was the old bar school. Yeah, like, here's just a picture of a fucking wedgie vagina.
Like I said on Sunday, I respect a woman's brain first and foremost. But do you think it will ever be like, hey, you a tits or ass guy? Actually, I'm a pussy.
Camel. Yeah. Well, like, imagine you walk in the bar and you're like, oh, yeah, look at that one. Hey, look at that one.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That one
look at that pussy. I hope not. That would be very creepy.
I don't like it. I don't think it's like attractive.
That'd be very creepy.
It's funny.
It's more funny than attractive.
Yeah.
It's like the ping pong show at the strip club. Like,
right. That's
not me on, but I'm here for it.
What's the equivalent for women? Liz, what's the equivalent, like, you know when everyone's like, oh, tits or ass? What's the equivalent for women for men?
Bank account or sense of humor?
Ass or dick?
Abs or...
Yeah. Like physically?
Jawline?
Yeah, it would be height, definitely.
Height, yeah, right. There it is.
There isn't even another side, it's just height.
Height.
That's all they care.
That's it, that's height category
weight,
by itself.
One for two.
And even weight.
No?
I think it's just height.
Yeah,
wow.
It really is, that's all you guys care about. I could be like, here is a fucking mass
murderer.
If you're nice, great, but
if you're tall.
Great. That's a good call. Yeah.
You
all of you are pretty tall. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Except Tommy.
Almost 6 foot.
Sick Tommy.
I love that.
You almost lied.
He owned up to it.
He was like,
because we were all about to get the fucking tape measure. Yeah,
I was 5'11".
Almost 6 feet.
5'11 and a half in my last yearly physical checkup. He said we could round you up to 6. With shoes, probably 6. 5'11 and a half.
Do you, you definitely still go to your childhood doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's the easiest call ever.
Yeah, there's
an aquarium.
You're a creep.
That was the easiest call ever.
You're a fucking creep. In New York, we got some news here. The chick who used to be in Sex and the City, the tall redhead one, pale redhead girl, Cynthia Nixon. Ring a bell at all?
I know her actually as
Phoebe?
I know her as the governor. I know her as this.
You didn't know she was in Sex and the City?
Yeah, no, I'm big into world news now, so I've been following this.
She's running for governor, which is like, I mean, Donald Trump.
Which one
Sex
is
and
it?
The City girl. I hate to be mean, but it's the ugly one. It's not,
I don't
it's
know.
Not the
I actually
one.
Don't even know. I actually don't
I just
know what you could have said for me to be like, oh, I know that,
that one.
Yeah, the only thing you could have said is Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right. And even I couldn't remember her name.
Yeah, Nixon.
And also the one Sarah Jessica Parker hates.
I mean, I don't know what that one
they
is.
They have a few.
I've been told Sex and City's dope, though. I might start watching that.
Also, in that picture there is her
the
wife.
One on the right?
Oh, it's her wife? Oh.
She's not ugly.
Not great.
I mean, when you know. No. I don't know, you compare
it
to the other girls.
The wife is...
Is she related to
She's
Richard
handsome.
Nixon?
Yeah.
Is she related to Richard Nixon?
I don't know. All I know is that she ordered a cinnamon raisin bagel with cream cheese, lox, and capers. Dikembe, poof, that's it for him. He's out.
He's out.
Now, Keith, King of the Jews, is saying on Rosh Hashanah, it's a perfectly acceptable order, and that we should not be shaming it. Are you in on lox?
I think
lox are great. I mean, I don't, it's one
of
those things every now and then. No. It's more like, lox are one of those things that it has to be on the spread. If it's like a spread and you're like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I never order.
Lox is salmon?
Yeah,
salmon.
Okay. I don't
like a Philly roll when I do sushi. That's salmon and cream cheese. I love it.
You know what's
good?
I don't really like, lox itself is kind of gross because like, it's kind of slimy and shit. But like, salmon cream cheese is good. Yeah. That has a little taste.
But what about like putting salmon on cinnamon?
That's weird.
And raisins?
And capers?
That's
I don't even know what capers are.
Like little green beady
right,
things.
Like what
I
are
think?
Those? You know.
I have no
where
idea.
Where they even come from?
When I was a kid and I got a cinnamon bagel, I wouldn't even get cream cheese on that. I just get butter.
Yeah, butter.
But
yeah.
I like to get
little,
to get salmon on a cinnamon
you do
bagel.
A little cinnamon raisin cream cheese with jelly.
By the way, we have right around the corner an awesome new bagel place.
Really?
Better than Schmear?
Yes.
Whoa.
Way better.
Whoa.
It's called Black Seed. It's fucking good.
Okay.
I'm going to reserve judgment.
Yes. No.
Way
I got it yesterday. I was walking back from the subway and I was like, what's this fucking place?
Interesting.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to go rip that right now.
Telling you.
Good to know. Last topic.
9/11.
It's 9/11. 17 years. 17-year anniversary. It's a tough time. Well, on a serious note, it's a tough time for families, first responders. We all remember. It's a very tough time for people. It's a tough time for internet content and navigation, trying to be funny, trying to pay reverence, all that shit. Garfield the cat put up a never forget, which just feels weird.
I think SpaghettiOs did the same thing.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
that
it goes
was
up.
A couple
the
years
Pantheon
ago.
Is SpaghettiOs
and the Marriott
Pearl Harbor.
And the Marriott,
muffins,
free muffins
for like 7 minutes.
Yeah,
it was like from 8:53 to 9 a.m.
I mean, that's the king. That's the king.
I mean, that was. I think did it coincide with the time of the towers and stuff? Is that what they did?
Oh my God!
It's like so. It was a small window.
Oh my God! I never even connected that.
It was tough.
So much.
It was a very small window, and it was like this is the exact amount of time it took for the towers to fall. So here's some free muffins.
Oh man,
it was tough. So I said something. I was like, I knew a lot of guys who died who were Jets fans. So like, hey, they got a win today. And people were like, how dare you compare 9/11 to football? I was like, what?
Like, my dead friend liked this team. Shut the fuck up.
That's people, literally what it was. Like 9/11 Twitter is it's log off for
right.
me. I'm like, oh, I'm out of here.
Right. And people just they actually I feel like there's a large group of people that just go on Twitter every day to just find the like. I read your tweet and I was like
It was a corny, like, what I, you know, but it wasn't,
right.
like,
maybe not
outrage.
Phrased exactly perfectly, but, like, there was nothing that you were doing that was saying, like, nothing
yeah,
wrong
I was
with
like,
this.
They would be celebrating today, and next week we'd be calling like, the goddamn Jets, because, like, that's
people
what me
don't turn
and
their
Jets
brains.
Fans do.
They just see Jets 9/11? What are you talking
right,
about?
Right, no, it was very strange.
Reed Large's blog, though, was very good.
Reed Large's blog was very good.
It's always good to have someone with, like, I mean, we were in high school. What the fuck do we know? Large had some perspective on it as a... As a
well,
real
I was
human,
in high school, kind
of. You were fucking in elementary school, little bitch boy.
It is crazy, just like you know. I mean, I'm not a New Yorker, but living here the last 2 years, like just you know, it's clear that like it still is always a presence in the city. You
it's a definite vibe to it. It is weird though. Like I mean, it used to be like I don't know. It's just 17 years, and naturally kind of like changes. But I mean, the day used to be. It's almost like should we take off? You know, now it's like.
Right.
It is wild. Nice. I was like, just like reading a tweet today. It was like, next year the people who were born on 9/11 can sign up for the war. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's.
And there's a lot of people
time.
Who like. I mean, you know, Bob Fox knows 9/11. How old were you?
Five.
Yeah. So you know it through like you know watching old videos and shit, right?
Right.
Vaguely remember.
Right. It's wild.
The other thing is people. It's so like you're right. The internet today is just. Like, Trump had his tweet, 17 years since 9/11, exclamation point.
Yeah.
Okay, not free.
Not great,
correctly.
But...
But then all these people spend all day being like, this is unbelievable. How could he tweet that? It's like, okay, so now we're losing all perspective of everything.
And I mean, especially the main thing was, like, everybody in New York came together. Everyone in the country came together. And then we go on Twitter and we're all fucking divisive. Right. And, you know, it's like...
You're not mourning the way I would have mourned. Or I want to mourn. Like
you
that.
Say all never right, forget, yeah. always remember. Let's pay homage. Well, the best way to do it would be like stop with this bullshit.
Yeah.
So, shout out to all the families and survivors and first responders.
And
read
Large's
like
blog.
And go
it was
read
really
Large's
good.
Blog.
Really good.
Anything else after show wise?
Tommy, you got anything?
Nope. All right.
You sure? 6 feet.
Go buy your T-shirts.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. You do round up.
You round up.
If I round up, I'm 6'5".
Yeah, you're right there, man.
I love how you're standing very, very tall right
you gotta
now.
Get every inch.
No, you're
not
short.
You get the tiptoes
you're not
going
short.
Like your boss does.
You're not
used to be very
we have a very tall office.
It's weird.
General.
Bizarre. Yeah.
Everyone who comes in always says that. Right? Like, anytime we meet anybody. Which is also like insulting. Like, oh man, I thought you were shorter.
Yeah.
Like, do I have a very small like, personality? Like, what is it? Because I'm a blogger? Like,
see, I get that. I thought you were fatter. I'm like, thank you.
But I mean, you get, I thought you were taller and like you're way nicer in person. Mm-mm. So you just thought I was like a small asshole.
Yeah. It's a little.
Turns out I'm a tall asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
T-shirts are out. New Jack City. Yeah. Sam Darnold. Are the Khalil Mack shirts on sale?
Bruce Brothers shirts are still there, waiting till we win a game.
The right moment.
New Khalil Mack shirts.